You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. There's another place in Scripture, if you remember, where it says the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts between bone and marrow. And it's quite an invitation, because it's not just simply like, you know, read the Scriptures. It's, do the Scriptures cut us open? Do the Scriptures leave a wound from Jesus that hopefully bears fruit, right? That's a very different thing, right? Because a wound sort of changes how you act. You can't quite do the same stuff you can do when you have this wound, when you're cut, right? But to be cut by the word of God, I think of St. Damian today, right? He's so transformed by the gospel that he sort of forgets his own health and his own life and goes to serve the lepers on Molokai, right? And then, as we know, leprosy takes his life, right? He's different because of the word. And I think the only way that happens is when we sit down with Scripture, we ask the Holy Spirit to cut us, not just to read through it, but Holy Spirit, come and change me, cut away what's not of you, change my heart. And so it's an invitation for us to ask the Holy Spirit to do that, so we can bear fruit like Saint Damian.